Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJN. Sports being brought to you here this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference.
NASCAR's Dale Earnhardt became a legend by being a race car champion who never forgot where he came from. He supported his hometown every chance he could. Atlantic's Don Detter was a lot like Dale. He grew up in a small town and became a champion in the car business. Both Detter and Earnhardt passed that same work ethic and love for their community to their sons. Today, Detter Motor Company continues to give back at every opportunity. So when you're thinking of buying your next car or truck, shop where 4 out of 5 people prefer. Detter Motor Company, simply better. 712-243-4514, www.dettermotor.com.
Nobody wants to settle for second best. That's why when you need the best in auto body repair, you need Detter Motor Company's body shop. With the latest equipment, a continuously educated staff, and experience to back them up, Detter Motor Company's body shop is your total one-stop repair and collision shop. In fact, they are so good, quite a few people think that Detter Motor Company is a body shop that also sells autos. Schedule an estimate today with Dave Newberry, body shop manager, 712-243-4514. Dependable work, unmatched quality. Detter Motor Company's body shop, Atlantic, Iowa.
And starting off, taking a look at high school football. Week 0 of football action upon us here tonight. The Audubon Wheelers open up their season with a Week 0 matchup against the East Mills Wolverines. And we'll have that one for you tonight here on the radio. The game came about shortly before both teams were set to open up camp. East Mills already had lost a game off their schedule, with Stanton and Essex sharing a program for the season. Then Clarinda Academy announced they would not be fielding a team for the season just a few weeks ago. East Mills head coach Kevin Schaefer said they were scrambling to find another game to add. The Wolverines were turned down by a couple of schools they reached out to, then had a possibility with a school on the eastern side of the state, but decided that commute was too much. Then Audubon stepped up and agreed to the early season game. The game will feature two teams that narrowly missed the playoffs last year. The Wolverines went 7-2 with losses to district opponents Stanton and Fremont Mills. Audubon went 6-3 with losses to Fremont Mills, Exira, EHK, and Cam. The Wolverines returned star quarterback Michael Schaefer and a few other nice pieces. Schaefer threw for 2,003 yards, 28 touchdowns, with 10 interceptions last year. Audubon head coach Sean Burke said the Wheelers will need to wreak some havoc up front and make Schaefer uncomfortable.
First of all, you got to control the line of scrimmage. Your defensive line has to wreak some havoc. If you give him time to sit back there, survey the field, he's going to make the throws. He can make all the throws that are necessary, and he can run the ball. So it starts with your defensive line making him uncomfortable.
The Wheelers will counter with quarterback coming off a nice season as well. Skylar Schultes racked up 954 yards passing with 14 touchdowns and 5 interceptions, but he was huge in the run game, had 1,136 yards and 26 more touchdowns. Wolverines head coach Kevin Schaefer knows the Wolverines will need to try to slow that run game down.
Some teams line up in an I formation, just pounded at you. They like spreading the field and then running at you. And they've got a quarterback, I think he ran for over 1,000 yards. They have multiple other kids. Like you said, they can run the ball, and then they've got athletic kids that can go out for passes as well. And if your corners start looking in the backfield early, they're going to burn you deep. We're very concerned about their speed and physicality.
Coach Berg said that the Wheelers hope to work the power run game again this season, but they also hope to take some of the load off of Schultes.
Actually, it would be nice if we didn't have to lean on him quite as hard. You know, he carried the ball roughly 50% of the time for us last year. And it's just a lot to ask out of one guy, and we feel like we have enough other guys to try to divvy that load up.
Wheelers and Wolverines will tee it up at Chiz Jones Field at 7 o'clock tonight. We'll start our coverage with the Dvorak Tire and Service pregame show at 6:30. Mike Smith will join me for the broadcast. We'll have the call here on the radio, online, on the web app. You can also catch live video on KJN-TV. Go to KJN.com, click the KJN Video Network tab underneath the Community Hub, and then click on the KJN-TV logo to get to that broadcast page. We'll try to provide links to you as well in our social media platform so you can catch that action here tonight. Other games that are on the schedule here for Week 0, non-district matchups around the area in Class A. It'll be GMG at Martinsdale-St. Mary's, Nottoway Valley is at Central Decatur, and BGM travels to Wayne. In eight-man play, Collins Maxwell's at Iowa Valley, East Mills at Audubon, Griswold at Arweva, Lennox is at Bedford, Montezuma is at Southeast Warren, Mormon Trail's at Baxter, Sydney is at Seymour, and Stanton will be at Murray. That's a look at your schedule for that high school football action here tonight. Also yesterday, the Iowa Association of Cross Country and Track Coaches released all of their rankings for the upcoming year for cross-country teams in all classes now, as they kind of slowly release those rankings in each class, but now all of those classes have been released. The latest updates in Class 3A, some of the area honorees in the individual rankings for the girls. Taylor McCready of Atlantic ranked 5th, and Braylon Baker of Creston was ranked 20th. In the girls' team rankings, Glenwood was 4th, Atlantic coming in at number 7, and Harlan at number 8. And Creston was one of the teams to watch. In the boys' team rankings, Glenwood was ranked 11th, and Atlantic comes in at number 12. ADM was on the teams to watch list. And then individually, it was Nate Mueller of ADM who was ranked 2nd. Evan Brummer of Atlantic was ranked 23rd, and Trey Gross of Harlan ranked 26th. Those official rankings coming out from the Iowa Association of Track Coaches. This is another source there. So a couple of different sources putting out some of those preseason rankings. Moving on there from high school sports into a Major League Baseball game we had for you last night. Marcelo Ozuna, Paul DeJong, and Dexter Fowler each hit two-run homers, and the St. Louis Cardinals came back to beat the Colorado Rockies 6-5. Fowler's 15th home run of the season off a 97-mile-an-hour fastball from Yency Almonte in the 7th capped the rally. And also the Chicago Cubs continue to lead the NL Central by a half game over the Cardinals following victories by both teams. Kyle Hendricks worked 7 strong innings, and Anthony Rizzo singled home the only run in the Cubs' 1-0 victory over San Francisco. Other National League scores included Atlanta beating Miami 3-2, and Washington was a 7-1 winner over Pittsburgh. Moving on to the American League, Brock Holt hit an RBI single with one out in the 10th inning as the Boston Red Sox beat the Kansas City Royals 5-4 to complete the weather-suspended game that began on August 7th. The original contest was halted after a 1-hour, 49-minute rain delay early on August 8th with the score tied at 4 and nobody out in the top of the 10th inning. It took only 12 minutes Thursday for the Red Sox to win the game that started 15 days ago. Other American League scores, it was Tampa Bay 5-2 over Baltimore, the White Sox 6-1 over Texas, Houston 6-3 over Detroit, and Oakland a 5-3 winner over the Yankees. In interleague play, it was the Mets 2-0 over Cleveland in 8 innings of play, and the Dodgers beat Toronto 3-2. Pacific Coast League baseball action, it was the I-Cubs defeating San Antonio in an afternoon game 1-0, and Omaha at New Orleans was canceled. Today's games have Omaha at Memphis and Nashville at Iowa, their principal park, another home game for the I-Cubs. Those games start early in the 7 o'clock hour here tonight. In baseball news, the Tampa Bay Rays have received a jolt as they try to nail down an American League wildcard berth. Rays second baseman Brandon Lowe has suffered a quadriceps injury that will likely sideline him the rest of the season. Manager Kevin Cash said Lowe got hurt on Wednesday while playing on rehab assignment for AAA Durham. The All-Star selection was batting 276 with 16 homers and 49 RBIs. The Pirates are requesting unconditional release waivers on 33-year-old catcher Francisco Cervelli. He's played 34 games this year, and he suffered several concussions in his career and hasn't played in the majors since his most recent one on May 25th. In other sporting notes, in the NFL, new faces that are on the Kansas City Chiefs roster aren't exactly new. Those would be offensive lineman Jeff Allen, who has been with the franchise most of his career, and wide receiver DeAnthony Thomas, who is coming off a knee injury. But their past experience in Kansas City means both could be on the field for a preseason game on Saturday night against the 49ers. Bob Cousy has been presented with the Presidential Medal of Freedom. The medal celebrates individuals with a wide range of achievements and is the nation's highest civilian honor. The 91-year-old Cousy played for the Boston Celtics from 1950 to 63 and won 6 league championships along with the 1957 MVP title. Golfer Tiger Woods received the honor back in May. That's a look at some of the latest in sports here on KJN Sports, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.